Europe and snow's what they export. They treat curling just like it's a real sport.
Welcome to We're All Yankovics.
Yeah.
Woo. Hey, I did the woo. Charlie, I stole your woo. Oh, well. What's up?
Okay, Canadian idiot.
What do you call me?
Yep, you're a Canadian idiot.
I am of Canadian descent.
Oh, really?
Eh?
Oh, wow.
On
okay.
On my motor side, you know.
Okay. 2006, Straight Outta Linwood is where this song is from. And obviously, it's a parody of American Idiot by Green Day.
Yes, it is. It is pretty obviously that. Yeah, it was probably the most obvious parody he's done in a very long time. I like it. But it was so obvious. You don't normally get one like, yep, that's right.
Well, it's one of those things that, like, a lot of times when you see the album breakdown, you get titles and so you have to, like, figure out what songs they're actually parodying. Yep. This one was like, oh, well, we know what this
no
one is.
No mystery there. That's kind of what I mean. It was no surprise on that one. It's like, okay, that makes sense. It's easy, but, you know, sometimes low-hanging fruit, it's good. It turned out well. He did it extremely well, as Weird Al does.
I was checking the forums, and it's one of those things where this album was announced. They found out they were going to do a Green Day parody or something. So they were, the beginning of the forum for this one particular song is them talking about, like, ooh, maybe they'll do it, you know, when September ends. No, wait a minute. That's about, like, his mom, like, leaving him or something, or his dad or something, dying in the war or something. I mean, I don't know what it was, but they're like, he probably won't do that.
That was a dark
one. So they're trying to guess what they were going to parody.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I guess they thought American Idiot was too obvious.
Well, no. It was just one of those things where they just knew it was Green Day.
Right.
So they were coming up with random Green Day songs that they could parody. So, yeah, this is,
Yeah.
So, let's talk about the song, I guess, first for a little bit, and then we'll talk about some Green Day stuff.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's fun. I mean, like you said, it's low hanging fruit, but Weird Al does it with a plum, kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
sure,
you know what I mean? Like
nice well, I mean, analogy,
solid, you know what I mean? Like,
plums are solid. I love it,
but you know what I mean? Like, just he knocks it out of the park,
of course.
Kind of, in the same way, but like, it's still more enjoyable than like Got a Boogie for me, you know what I mean? Like, Got a Boogie, he then takes it and he does a great job with more things added to it, but to me still could have ended in after that 45
so you
seconds.
Wanted more Canadian references is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying I don't want more than this, but okay. I'm okay with this as a full song.
Gotcha.
Whereas Got a Boogie should have been 40 seconds.
Okay, gotcha.
Like I said. Yeah.
Yeah, I love all Canadian references. I think he got pretty much every Canadian stereotype you could think of in there.
Yeah, yep.
I love it.
Although there's a couple that don't make sense to me.
Okay, like what?
Kraft macaroni.
Oh, come on. You don't know. Are you not like a fan of
Oh,
Kids
are
in
they?
Hall?
Of what?
Kids in
okay.
the Hall?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a reference that, I think I know from Kids in the Hall.
Okay, okay. It's just random enough that in my head.
Bare Naked Ladies reference it as well.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
If I had $1 million.
No, I know Bare Naked Ladies.
The Canadians apparently stereotypically love their Kraft mac and cheese. Okay. I'd love to see what the sales reports on that are, but they like it with tomato sauce.
It doesn't seem more Canadian than it would be American.
Well, it's kind of like spam
really
in Hawaii,
like
you know?
What? No, that makes sense, though.
Well, the Kraft mac and cheese is Canada's spam.
But if you said which country likes Kraft macaroni and cheese the most?
I would say Canada.
Over America?
Only because of the references that I know from Kids in the Hall and Bare Naked Ladies and Weird Al now. So there's three references right there that lead me to believe that Canadians like their mac and cheese.
Okay, I just don't see it as more Canadian than an American thing. But, you know. That's
the way they do it with their ketchup. So,
well, yeah, that's I don't want to.
I use
that.
Tomato sauce when I do mine. All fancy like.
I do too, actually.
Yeah, it's good.
Only I don't make it from. I make it from scratch too.
Okay.
So it's not really Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's
then you're no
Charlie's
Canadian.
Macaroni and
you're
cheese.
You're no Canadian.
I am not. All right. So
what else? What other ones don't you get?
Well, no, that was the big one.
That was it. Okay.
That was the big one. I know who Celine Dion is.
You know what a Zamboni is?
Yeah, I know what a Zamboni is.
All right.
Celine Dion is the first person on our list of name drops so far.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. So
first name drop in our podcast.
Exactly.
Celine Dion.
Exactly. It hit number 82 on the Billboard Hot 100, which is interesting because it wasn't originally a single.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know. It was a single in Australia and a couple other places, but yeah, it didn't start out as a single, but I guess airplay or something made it. I'm not
that
entirely
I didn't
sure.
know.
Yeah,
this is one of those ones where I really wish you would have made a video. I
we'll get to some of that.
Okay.
Much Music from Canada claimed to have a contest where people could submit videos and they would use those people's videos in an official Weird Al video.
What?
Now, Weird Al never actually said he was going to be doing this, never mentioned it. The contest was canceled, but then somehow brought back, and there was a couple of winners actually announced at some point, supposedly.
Huh.
Yeah, because one guy on YouTube was even like, I won! But we don't know what he got. Like, yeah.
But the video doesn't exist?
And they never then made that other video.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. So it's a weird thing. I don't know.
Bummer.
And you can look at it. I mean, like, look at the American Idiot video, and you're like, okay, at one point there's a whole bunch of, like, color water that sprays out of, like, the speakers and stuff, and you're like, well, yeah. That's maple syrup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously. Like, and they're standing in front of a flag, American flag, and you're like, oh, well, that's a Canadian. It almost would be too easy. I think in the same low-hanging fruit kind of thing.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Weird Al was like, okay, I really wonder how much, where in the development of the album this song was. Was this sort of like, oh, well, I'll do this, and maybe it was a filler or something, and then they're like, nope, okay, we'll just keep it on. Because clearly they didn't expect it to be a single or anything. They didn't go to try to make a video for it. So I think this was either a surprise hit or one of those songs that he didn't really expect to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But maybe. But it's found a good following. It's one of the more popular ones.
Right.
From the album, yeah.
It's saying Canadian idiot, but I like that it's really not that mean to Canadians.
Oh, it's very...
It's nice. It has some weird references about, you know, attacking them, but that's...
Well, and that's the thing is, it's a classic Weird Al where he starts off talking about one subject, but by the end of it, he's actually making more fun of America.
Yes.
Than he is talking about Canada by the end of it. So it's one of those things that... It does the classic Weird Al flop halfway through, kind of. And he's making fun of things that really aren't, like, when you start making fun of somebody for being, like, nice and having manners and stuff, then you start to go, oh, I guess I'm not really making fun of them.
Yeah, that doesn't look good on me. You know,
yeah.
What does that say about me? Like, oh, look at them with their, you know, their clean air and their niceness and politeness and all that mac and cheese they eat and their awesome sport, their national pastime. Wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So it's just one of those things where I don't think they have any problem with it. And in fact, in June of 20th of 2007 in Winnipeg, he played it for the first time in front of a live audience of Canadians.
Ooh, and he said, survived.
And he's like, that's the first time we've played it in front of a Canada. Thanks for not killing us.
I'm sure they loved it.
Yeah. And he performs it in the black collared shirts with the red skinny tie. Well, at least when he first was doing it, which is straight out of the video.
Mm-hmm.
So he already had that costume. He could have, like I said, the video, I think, would have been so easy that maybe it was like, well, and also it's another one of those ones where I don't know if making fun of the lump video would have worked if you couldn't have also included the Gump parts of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little bit more stuff he could have fun with, but it's one of those kind of videos where it's mostly just a performance and a video of that performance. And so you're like, you need a hook. You'd have to find a real good hook.
He wouldn't necessarily have to have done it parodying the video. He doesn't always parody the original video.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't, but that's what I'm saying. He would then have to find a major hook that isn't even in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like something... I mean, a lot of people have tried to cut together various Canadian movies together to try to, like, make it happen. And you're like, okay, that kind of makes sense.
I can because... see, like, America's Funniest Home Videos kind of thing with Canadian stuff, ice skating crashes and stuff like that.
Okay, I can see that.
People doing, curling?
Curling crash.
Curling,
if he could find, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he tried to find that stuff and they were just like, there's not enough footage.
No.
So we can't do that.
All right, what else you got on this?
Well, lots of little things. He uses Call of the Loon,
yes,
in live performances, which is definitely a Canadian reference.
Yes.
Totally.
That goes back to Doug and Phil McKenzie.
Yeah, exactly.
From yeah.
So there's CTV. It's fun to see stuff like that included in. And the knowledge of that. Yeah. To me, the end of it really reminds me of, what is it, Canadian Bacon? Is that
yes,
the movie?
Yes, Canadian Bacon, where America, John Candy movie, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I think he definitely references that about, you know, he's got to strike first. Yep. Preemptive strike, yeah.
Yep. A couple of things. I think, I believe I saw somewhere that Billy Joe enjoyed the song. Well, I saw a quote that said, yeah, we don't mind him doing our songs. It would be good. It's probably going to be about food or something. So I couldn't find any quote of Billy Joe after he knew what it was going to be about, but yeah. He was okay with Weird Al doing the song, which is always cool.
What do you think you could have done food-wise for this? If you were to write a parody, what would you write for this song that would be food-based? I'm hard-pressed to think of something right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you used Kraft macaroni and cheese, there we go. You always get food in there. No, but that's the default joke that everybody makes.
Yeah, it has to be about food.
I think Kurt Cobain said the same thing. It was like, it's probably going to be about food. Yeah, now, a little bit more about American Idiot. It actually became a musical and was first put up in 2009 and then went to Broadway in 2010 for just over a year's worth of performances.
Cool.
So it's kind of cool. It's sort of like a Tommy kind of musical where they even use some of the other Green Day songs they pepper in that aren't necessarily from the album, which is kind of cool.
That's cool.
Billy Joe plays the role of St. Vincent sometimes on Broadway, which is kind of cool.
Wow.
And what I really found interesting is at the end of the show, everybody, the curtain comes down, then everybody, the curtain comes back up and everybody on stage has a guitar and they play Good Riddance, Time of Your Life together. And they record every night's version of that song and then give that away as a free download to the audience.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was like, that's a cool, that's weird, that's new age, not new age, new but age. You know what I mean? Like, but you know, like,
yeah, modern.
Modern rethinking outside the box thing. I was like, that's kind of cool.
I like that.
That'd be really neat. And that's about all the facts I have.
That's it.
We've talked about the lyrics a little bit.
What's your favorite? Oh, lyric? Jinx.
Yeah.
My favorite lyric. Well, I kind of like, you know, like we were saying earlier about making fun of them for, you know, stuff that's really good. You know, it makes us look kind of bad for making fun of them. So my favorite line was like, sure, they got their national health care, cheaper meds, low crime rates, and clean air. Then again, well, they got their Celine Dion. So yep. I like that they're making fun of Celine Dion, which is always, you know, easy to do because everyone hates her.
Have you seen
I don't know why.
Pictures of her when she was younger.
Celine Dion?
Yeah.
I guess.
She's kind of hot.
Yeah.
When she, like 20
years
ago. She
had the big old hair and kind of pop star looking.
Yeah, exactly.
She was a pretty good looking Canadian. But no, I like that line. It always makes me chuckle. And it's
who's the ugliest Canadian?
The ugliest
They're all kind of good looking. Michael J. Fox was Canadian.
You like him?
Jim Carrey was Canadian.
They're a good looking bunch.
Yeah, exactly. my favorite line is they think their silly accent is so cute. Can't understand a thing they're talking about.
That's
like,
yeah,
to work the joke word, the Canadian joke word in as a rhyme, is perfect.
I loved it. I was thinking about that one as well.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's one of those weird Al flawless sort of like, nope, he did everything, not necessarily by the book, but like he checked every mark off.
Really,
but not
did.
Only that, he checks them off with a little bit of a like a flair because he could have just stuck that in the scene somewhere.
Right.
But nope, he's gonna make it a rhyming word. So
heck yeah,
you know, target rhymes and all that. Good job.
Yep.
What do you give this one? Out of five
beavers. That's Canadian.
Tim Tams. No, wait, that's Australian.
Tim Zambonis.
No, five toonies.
Toonies. Oh, yeah, I like that. 1 to 5 toonies.
Does Tim Hortons have a name of like a donut that's popular?
I don't know. I've never been to a Tim Hortons.
I've gone to a Tim Hortons. They've crept in. They're now in like Ohio and stuff.
Oh, they're going south.
It wasn't that good.
No?
It was like Dunkin' Donuts, but like, or at least the two donuts that I got were like Dunkin' Donuts, but like the bad ones that are like
day old.
A little too sugary or a little too like,
too dry,
processed, you know, kind of thing. Just you're like, no, this doesn't feel light.
It's no Krispy Kreme.
No, well, I don't, not a super fan of Krispy Kreme either. Okay. I got it. Hot donuts.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not
what
at all.
What is wrong with you? They melt in your mouth. They're delicious. They have
no.
to be hot.
No.
I can't have them cold. I have to warm them up.
I don't understand
no.
hot donuts.
You are insane. What is wrong with you? My God. Oh, I can't talk to you anymore.
Okay.
All right.
Just give me
toonies.
How many toonies?
Oh, geez. This is a good song. It really is. It's not one of my favorites of his ever, but it's solid. Like you say, he hits everything.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things where you're like, it's sort of all inside the box. Mm-hmm. There's nothing about this song that's
true
outside the box, but he's just, that is the most perfectly made box ever.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's all in there.
Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. it's completely full. It's level. Uh-huh. He's wrapped it with wrapping paper and
bacon.
Tucked in the sides and stuff, and it's just he's used the perfect amount of tape and the ribbon he hand bowed that
yeah.
ribbon, you know,
and with a pencil.
But it's not outside the box. It's nope. just the most well made box ever.
There you go. So on that, I will give it.
Ooh, you were about to say 3.
I was about to say 3.75, but I'll go with 4. Have we done a 7.5 yet?
I'm doing a 4.5 just because I'm going to get a credit for it. Yeah, all we're right. not going to fourths.
Okay, I'll just do a solid 4.
All right. One more thing. Do you have any Green Day stories?
Not really. I mean, I've never seen them in concert. I really enjoy them. I have all, but I think their most recent CD. Yeah. I think they're a great band, but I don't think I have any stories about them.
Okay.
Really.
Well, to me, they're I enjoy them, but I'm also one of those people who like, I know they grew up, and so they start doing like this weird operatic mm-hmm. stuff, and I'm kind of one of those like, oh, every once in a while, I just want to go back to like that like 20-year-old Billy Joe who's just like
yeah.
making up fun stuff. Like I really enjoy that.
I like the newer stuff better because you go back and listen to their second album, their album after. Dookie, which yeah. I cannot for the life of me remember right now, but that album just seemed like rushed and not that great, and it wasn't very creative at all, and it just
well, but that's different.
Yeah,
if it's a sophomore effort that's rushed, that's
right.
different. I just liked I do the same thing with Blink 182.
Yeah.
Like I enjoyed early Blink 182 because it's dumb and fun and stupid, mm-hmm. and then they tried like then they went in the same way. Like they have an album where it's yeah. all supposed to be like one big story, and it's
yeah.
a musical kind of almost thing, and you're just like. No, don't do that. You're the band that's supposed to give me fun, stupid things about turning 23.
Yeah.
Don't, like...
Yeah. I guess. Well, I mean, American Idiot was fantastic. And then the one after that... God, why can't I think of their names? What was the one after American Idiot?
I don't even know.
Oh, I have it. I can't remember
it's
right now.
It's too late.
Exactly. But that one, it seemed to be that it didn't work as a follow-up to American Idiot. They tried to be similar in a lot of ways.
Okay.
But it didn't quite hit as well.
Yeah.
And I remember being a little bit disappointed with that one because American Idiot was such a great album. I liked how it was a story throughout and it had a theme. And
it's
I thought
heavy.
It was fantastic.
It's too heavy for me. And I'm one, but I've said this over and over again. I like my entertainment to be a little lighter.
Yes.
Because I'm like, the world is crazy enough
True.
As it is that I just want to escape. And
okay.
I can't really escape into this weird story about a guy
uh-huh.
who goes to war and all sorts. Like, that doesn't,
yeah, I'm opposite.
That doesn't
I'm
really
opposite
work
of
for
that.
Me.
I like to go darker when I'm feeling darker. I don't know what it is. Maybe it makes you feel better that I'm not that bad. You know, but I don't know. I do like the stuff that's like that and deep and dark and mopey. I was a Nine Inch Nails fan when I was a teenager.
Oh,
so, yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah.
I did two things but with Green Day, not them themselves. But I used to play Longview on my bass. Really great. Fun song to play, and I think I was reading like the bass tab out of like Guitar Magazine or something
nice.
Like that, and a neighbor heard it,
uh-huh.
and he came over and he was like, join my band. So my senior year I was part of this garage band for like a couple of months.
That's cool.
Because of the Green Day. So I was like, that's really cool. And then also my senior year the band went to a festival, the marching band went to a festival, and for some reason we went to one of those, like, it was Virginia beachy kind of area, so I don't know if it was King's Dominion or something like that. We went and we me and Becky and another percussionist did one of those things where you pretend to play the instrument and they make a music video for you.
Yeah.
And that was to Green Day, Basket Case.
Nice.
And we played, you know, they give us guitars without strings so it looks like
yeah
it, and they film it. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Cool.
I don't know why I did that, but
why
it was
not?
Fun.
Well,
let's go.
Yeah, not really a story about Green Day, but I have kids now. They're young, and they like kind of some of the Green Day they've heard. They like American Idiot, and they're like, I want to hear Green Day. I'm like, No, not, unfortunately, yeah, I can't pop in a Green Day and let them listen to it. I wish I could because they like the music of it, but the lyrics are probably not kid-friendly.
Which direction, though?
Huh?
Is the early Green Day too
cursy?
Cursy,
yeah.
Oh, and contemporary Green Day might be too.
It is also quite cursy.
Cursy, but yeah, also like heavy. Like,
yeah,
like,
I'm not so much about the heavy stuff. Okay, like, yeah, I don't care about that. Just one other thing we should probably mention.
Yeah.
There are other Green Day references in Weird Al's.
Yeah, exactly. He ends a polka with it.
The alternative polka, I believe.
Yeah, from Bad Hair Day. He ends with Basket Case.
Yes.
So
I love that. I loved hearing that in polka style. It's probably one of my favorite polkas. We'll get to that eventually.
No, those alternative songs are awesome in polka, yes, especially the dark, like, self-loathing songs, yes, as a polka.
The angry,
are always
angry white boy polka.
Yes,
yeah.
Those oh, I loved it. All so perfect.
So yeah,
perfect.
So that was great. So yeah, there's been other Green Day as well.
Yeah, well, it happens every once in a while because he'll use a polka and then he'll find another song that he actually can do stuff with. And we've talked about in the past, mm-hmm, a lot of the songs that are in polkas are ones that he was going to try to use as a parody, but couldn't find out. Right. Not all of them, I don't think. But that usually, if he's got a good parody he's going to come up with, mm-hmm, and then it just doesn't work out, he then throws that song into the polka.
Songs that are on his radar, the possible parody. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Cool.
So that's the end of this episode of We're All Yankovics. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome also.
It's been a pleasure. We're very
polite.
It's been,
polite. Pleasures?
It's been a pleasure.
We're Canadians,
we are. We're very... Thank you. No, sorry.
No, sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. I interrupted you. Sorry.
You can email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at WENDELYANKOVICH.
Yes, very simple.
Or you could call us on our tip line. I don't know.
The tip line, yes.
I don't know.
If you see something, say something.
Yes, exactly. Just leave the tip. Call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-729-3473 or WEIRD. You know, if you want to spell it out. Yeah,
yeah, WEIRD.
We should come up with a song for that. Maybe by like episode 90 or something.
We'll have a jingle.
302-72-WEIRD.
WEIRD.
There you go. So you can check us out there, and we'll be back in a little bit with more Weird Al. But for now,
buh-bye.
Bye.